if people will be coming in and using an office space, I mean, let's give them an office space to be jealous of. They come into it and they've got a fantastic computer that they can sit down with, and it's got a triple display, and it's got a it's got a Polycom web solution. It's got logons for regular users. It's got logons for guests, so that they can get to some fantastic programs that are right there. Just about 20 individual options on the desktop, right in the middle of the screen. You know, where's the start button, for example? Some demos, how to use this computer. You sit down at it, and that's your interface. I mean, you actually start to marry the actual user interface with what it is they're going to be doing, and that in turn will end up creating more and more buy-in. That's where this whole deal with IBM is so interesting, in that we could. Adobe has already pushed the boundaries a bit with their whole Air platform, but it's going to fail. It's not going to work. Somebody needs to build this with Linux. Somebody's got to build the operating system and do it from scratch, and just fuck this Apple model and fuck this Microsoft model, and start to do something that is specific to individual machines, which is what works. I mean, here I've been fucking around with this Beyond TV stuff for 3 years now. Beyond TV is completely failing, obviously, because they haven't had any updates to what could be their biggest seller, which is this Beyond Media software package. And this marrying of the user interface and the ease of use with very simple technology, from the remotes that control it, and the way that they're programmed, and the way that everything is interconnected, and with the appropriate bandwidth, so that we can forecast what the bandwidth is going to be in terms of even the most high definition signals going to 8 TVs. I mean, that's just simple math to figure out what sorts of requirements there will be using current technology, even over copper, and even frankly, super pre-N stuff that is no longer pre-M, but hopefully actually becoming that standard, to be able to at least provide mechanisms to compress the files that would be distributed, so that they could be distributed in an effective way. Doing access points that do their point to point with individual 108 megabits per second, which would be, you know, say we've got 20 people connected to that access point, and those 20 people require 108 megabits per second per machine. Well, at that point, you've got 20 times 108 megabits per second, which gives you 2016 20,016 megabits per second. I mean, that's 2 gigabits per second. So your access point, as your wireless access point, really has to be able to generate that type of guaranteed connection capacity, not just share that 108 megabits per second between 20 individual users or 30 individual users. So if the wireless piece is going to really work, it needs to be absolutely boosted to that type of level and that capacity. But wireless is a real problem, as we all know. There's a great, very easy ability to hack it. So if you can run copper, run copper, run Cat 7, even though it's not even a de facto standard yet, but run it. If you've got it, run it. The whole theater piece that Larry has presented is critical to how the glitziness of his appeal will then carry over to intrigue people and provide that buy-in for the services that we could provide them. You know, in the end, we're going to be hiring people out or contracting those people, and they're going to come in and they're going to do work that we specify for them. So let's give them systems that they can't get, or that they can't believe you can actually have, to make it so they are more effective and efficient in their jobs. I mean, we have to go with the Microsoft base for the majority of everything we're working with, because maybe there is an open office solution. You know, we could work with Adobe and Linux, for example, and make that the primary platform on which we do our interconnected innovation period.